Đây là chương trình Anh ngữ sinh động bài 334. Phạm Văn xin kính chào quý vị thính giả. Trong bài học hôm nay ta làm thêm bài tập để ôn về cách dùng những câu thuật lại, thường gọi là indirect speech, hay có thể gọi là indirect speech, hay là reported speech. Trước hết phân biệt direct speech hay là direct speech là lời thuật lại nguyên văn không thêm bớt, thường viết trong ngoặc kép. Khi nào ta dùng reported speech? Ta dùng reported speech khi viết bài tường thuật của phóng viên tòa báo, hay khi kể một câu chuyện mình đã chứng kiến, hay nói lại điều suy nghĩ của người khác. Thí dụ direct speech. He said, "I want to go home." Indirect speech. He said he wanted to go home. Direct. She said, "What do you want?" Indirect. She asked me what I wanted. Direct. I thought, "Does he really mean it?" Anh ta có chủ ý nói vậy không? Indirect speech. I wondered whether he really meant it. Quý vị thấy, động từ mean đổi thành past tense meant. Và tôi tự hỏi không biết anh ta có thật chủ ý nói vậy không? Direct speech. Bill. I don't like this party. I want to go home now. Bill nói, tôi không thích buổi tiệc này. Tôi muốn về nhà bây giờ. Indirect speech. Peter reported, Bill said he did not like the party and he wanted to go home. Peter thuật lại, Bill nói anh không thích buổi tiệc và anh muốn về nhà. Nhận xét là drop the word now, bỏ chữ now. Quý vị nghe lại. I don't like this party. I want to go home now. Reported. Bill said he did not like the party and he wanted to go home. Drop the word now, bỏ chữ now. Đổi tên anh Bill thành he. A change of speaker may mean a change of pronoun. Có thể đổi here thành there. This thành that. These thành those. Next, đổi thành the following. Thí dụ, direct. He said I'll be back next week. Anh ta nói tuần tới tôi sẽ trở lại. Indirect. He said he would be back the following week. Anh ta nói tuần sau anh ta sẽ trở lại. Tuần tới đổi thành tuần sau. Next week đổi thành the following week. Direct. Anne got her driving license last Tuesday. Anne got her driving license last Tuesday. Cô Anne mới có bằng lái xe thứ ba vừa qua. Indirect. Anne said she got her driving license the Tuesday before. The Tuesday before. Cô Anne nói cô nhận bằng lái xe thứ ba tuần trước. Direct, last Tuesday đổi thành the Tuesday before. We'll be here tomorrow. Ngày mai chúng tôi sẽ tới đây. Indirect. They said that they would be here next day. Thay vì đổi từ tomorrow thành next day. Họ nói hôm sau họ sẽ đến đây. Change of tense. Lời anh Bill last Saturday, he said, I don't like the party. Today, a week later, Bill said that he didn't like the party. I đổi thành he. Don't like đổi thành didn't like. Direct, the exam will be difficult. Bài thi sẽ khó. Indirect, they said that the exam would be difficult. Như vậy, quý vị thấy là will đổi thành would. Direct, I need help. Indirect, he said that he needed help. Simple present, need đổi thành simple past, needed. Direct, my English is getting better. Indirect, he said his English was getting better. Present progressive is getting is a change to past progressive was getting. Direct, this has been a wonderful holiday. Indirect, she told us that it had been a wonderful holiday. Present perfect has been is changed to past perfect had been. Đổi this thành it. Quý vị nghe lại. This has been a wonderful holiday. Indirect, she told us that it had been a wonderful holiday. Đổi this thành it. Đổi present perfect has been thành past perfect had been. Direct, Ân grew up in Saigon. Indirect, Ân said he had grown up in Saigon. Simple past grew, đổi thành past perfect had grown. Direct, I can speak Chinese. Indirect, he said he could speak Chinese. Can, đổi thành could. Direct, we may come back early. Indirect, he said they might come back early. Vậy quý vị thấy chữ may đổi thành might. Direct, I arrived late because my train had been late. I arrived late because my train had been late. Indirect, he said that he had arrived late because his train had been late. Vậy simple past arrived đổi thành past perfect had arrived. Còn past perfect had been, no change, giữ nguyên là had been. Quý vị nghe lại. I arrived late because my train had been late. Indirect, he said that he had arrived late because his train had been late. Tóm tắt lại là nếu mà trong direct, past perfect, khi sang indirect không thay đổi, no change. Direct, I saw your cousin at the grocery store a couple of days ago. Indirect, he told me he had seen my cousin a couple of days before. Vậy tóm tắt lại, ago thì đổi thành before ở indirect speech. No important change of time. After present, future, and present perfect reporting verbs, tenses are usually the same as in the original. Sau thì hiện tại, tương lai, hay hiện tại hoàn tất, thì những động từ ở trong câu tường thuật thường giữ nguyên như động từ ở câu gốc. If simple present, present perfect, or the future is used in the reporting verb, for example, says, the tense is retained. Or if the indirect speech reports a general truth, keep the present tense. Hay nếu câu gián tiếp tường thuật một sự thực hiển nhiên, thì cũng giữ nguyên động từ ở hiện tại. For example, direct, he said, the test is difficult. Indirect, he says the test is difficult. Không có đổi thì, vẫn giữ nguyên. Present tense là is. Quý vị nghe lại. He said, the test is difficult. That's direct. Indirect, he says the test is difficult. Direct, she said she watched TV every day. Indirect, she has said that she watches TV every day. Quý vị thấy, vẫn dùng present tense bởi vì có dùng present perfect, has said. Quý vị nghe lại. She said she watched TV every day. Indirect, she has said that she watches TV every day. Direct, I don't want to play anymore. Indirect, he says he doesn't want to play anymore. Direct, we need some help. Indirect, I'll tell her you need some help. Direct, taxes will be raised. Indirect, the government has announced that taxes will be raised. Một thí dụ nữa cũng tương tự. He proved that the earth goes around the sun. Goes, a present tense. Một sự thật hiển nhiên. He proved that the earth goes around the sun. Nhưng, but years ago, the Greeks thought that the sun went around the earth. Xưa, người Hy Lạp tin rằng mặt trời quay vòng quanh trái đất. Dùng simple past went để nói một điều nhầm lẫn trong quá khứ. Direct, how old are you? Indirect, are you deaf? I asked you how old you are. Anh điếc à? Tôi đã hỏi anh là anh bao nhiêu tuổi? Direct, shall I be needed tomorrow? Ngày mai bạn còn cần tôi không? Indirect, he wants to know if he will be needed tomorrow. Shall I? Để thêm chữ whether or if after want to know or ask. Vậy thêm whether hay là if sau động từ want to know Quý vị nghe lại. Direct, shall I be needed tomorrow? Ngày mai bạn còn cần tôi không? Indirect, he wants to know if he will be needed tomorrow. Direct, shall I carry your bag? Bác để cháu xách hộ túi cho bác nhé. Shall I carry your bag? Indirect, he asked the lady if he should carry her bag. Như vậy shall đổi thành should. Một điểm nữa là word order, thứ tự của các chữ with where and when. Khi với chữ where và chữ when, direct, where's your brother? Where's your brother? Indirect, my mother asked me where my brother was. Quý vị nghe lại. Direct, where's your brother? Indirect, my mother asked me where my brother was. Direct, when are you leaving? Chừng nào anh đi? Indirect, he wanted to know when I was leaving. Word order with what, who and which. Có hai cách viết trong indirect speech. When it asks for a subject. Direct. Who's the best player here? Ai là người chơi giỏi nhất ở đây? Indirect. She asked me who was the best player. That's one option. The second option is she asked me who the best player was. Quý vị nghe lại. Direct. Who's the best player here? Indirect. Two options. One, she asked me who was the best player. Two, she asked me who the best player was. Direct, what's the matter? Indirect, she asked me what was the matter. Second, she asked me what the matter was. Which is my seat? That's direct. She asked me which was her seat. That's one option. The second option, she asked me which her seat was. But this does not happen when who, what, which asks for a compliment, not a subject. For example, direct, what's the time? Mấy giờ rồi? Indirect, she asked me what the time was. Quý vị nghe lại. Direct, what's the time? Indirect, she asked me what the time was. Sau đây là conditionals, usually unchanged, thường thường không đổi. Direct, it would be best if we started early. Tốt nhất là chúng ta khởi hành sớm. Indirect, he said that it would be best if they started early. Ngoại trừ khi ở trong tình huống giả tưởng, except unreal situations. For example, direct, if I had any money, I would buy you a drink. Nếu tôi có tiền, thì tôi sẽ đãi bạn uống rượu. Sự thật là tôi không có tiền. Indirect, she said that if she had had any money, she would have bought me a drink. Hay là, she would buy me a drink. Cô ấy nói nếu cô ấy có tiền, thì sẽ mua đãi tôi một ly rượu. Direct, it would be nice if we could meet. Nếu chúng ta gặp mặt thì tốt lắm. Indirect, he said it would be nice if we could meet. Would, hay là could, không thay đổi. Further notes, must đổi thành had to. Direct, I must go. Indirect, he said he had to go. Quý vị nghe lại. Direct, I must go. Indirect, he said he had to go. Use infinitive in commands. Direct, please leave the room. Indirect, he asked me to leave the room. Dùng infinitive trong những mệnh lệnh. Sau nữa là tense change, thay đổi thì. I speak English. Direct, I speak English. He says that he speaks English. Dùng present tense, không thay đổi. Nhưng he said that he spoke English. Nếu đổi từ I speak English thành he spoke English. Avoid shift tense. Tránh thay đổi thì ở trong một câu. Do not write. He sat down at his desk and begins to write. Do not write. He sat down at his desk and begins to write. Anh ta ngồi xuống bàn và bắt đầu viết. Correct. He sat down at his desk and began to write. Nhận xét. He sat down the simple past. Động từ theo sau phải ở past tense. Phạm Văn xin kính chào quý vị thính giả và xin hẹn gặp lại trong một bài học khác.